is Mother's Day weekend, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every mother who listens to this podcast. First, thank you for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I want to dedicate today's episode of The Breakdown to all the mothers, and I particularly want to shout out my dear mother and my wife, who is a brilliant, loving, caring, ever-present mother in the lives of all of our children. I just want to talk about how much more respect and dignity mothers in America really deserve. Let me unpack and explain what I mean. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Not only is this Mother's Day weekend, today is actually my mother's, if I have my math correct, today is my mother's 71st birthday. Mom, I love you so, so much. And for any of you who've read my book, Make Change, I have a whole section where I talk about just the huge impact on my life that my mother has had. And I don't know that. Now, I was going to say, I don't know that you would know me if not for my mother. Now, biologically, that's true for all of us. Like, of course, if my mother did not exist, I would not exist. But deeper than that, so much of who I am, even the fight that's in me, a lot of that comes from my mother, who's always been a fighter herself. But I've said this my whole life. You know, I grew up in a single parent household, and I know a whole lot of people who always say like that their mother was like a mother and a father to them. And my mother wasn't really that way. And I don't mean it as a diss. It was a beautiful thing. My mother was just a great, loving, supportive mother who, in a lot of trying situations and circumstances, just loved me through a lot of hard times and convinced me successfully. My mother convinced me that I was somebody. You know, my mother had me believing in myself in spite of growing up in a town that really wanted to suck all the life out of me and drain all the hopes and aspirations out of me. My mother, from a very young age, had me completely convinced that I was somebody special. And when life did not always look like that, I had this thing in me that my mother had really cultivated where I just truly believed that I was going to be somebody. And, you know, I'm grateful for my mother. I'm grateful for my wife's mother, Toni. My mother's name is Kay. My mother-in-law, her name is Toni, and I mean, I've known Toni for 25 years. You know, Ray and I have been together since we were kids, and Toni is like a mother to me, also so supportive. I mean, again, when anybody and everybody has bailed out on me, those two women, my mother Kay and my mother-in-law Toni, have always been there for me. And because we had such great mothers, you know, my wife has understood the role of being not only a present mother, but being there to support and defend and protect our children really by any means necessary. And, you know, my wife and I both are like, you know, living testaments of just the importance of loving mothers. And I just want to shout all of you out who are mothers, who are supporters of me, of this podcast, of the North Star, of all the different projects that I've undertaken and campaigns that I've fought for. And here's the thing. If we actually love mothers in this country, there are models around the world of how you take care of mothers. And I am not at all convinced that the United States loves mothers. We have Mother's Day this weekend, and a lot of us are going to love on our mothers and take our mothers out to eat and go to church with our mothers or whatever it is that you do. You're going to send your mother flowers and give your mother gifts. But here's the thing. When a nation loves mothers, there are at least four policies that they tend to have. And the United States is really the only developed nation that doesn't have this first one. The United States still does not have mandatory paid leave for mothers. As you've probably heard, many countries around the world give mothers a year and sometimes 2 years of paid leave when they have children. In the United States, and I'm thinking of my own mother, I'm thinking of my wife, and probably many of you, mothers here often are forced to go back to work just weeks after they've had their babies, which is crazy because, again, the United States, which likes to call itself the greatest nation in the world, which it is not. Like, that's not news to you. On any measurable, tangible policy, the United States is not the greatest nation in the world. And one way that they are not is that almost every developed nation in the world has a robust paid leave policy for mothers, and the United States doesn't. And so most mothers, most working mothers, will lose their job. And certainly they'll lose all of their income. And so because they have no income, they just have to come back to work, sometimes just weeks after they have their baby. When their baby needs them and when their body really needs to recover, it's so frustrating. We have developed, a paid leave policy for mothers and fathers at Grassroots Law. And I've been proud that we've had both mothers and fathers take advantage of that policy. And we need that kind of policy nationwide. Secondly, in this country, if you love mothers, yes, you'd have paid leave. Secondly, if you loved mothers, you would have universal health care. In the United States, again, we are one of the only developed nations in the world that does not have universal health care to all people. We have a system that most of the world looks at with confusion, where your health care is tied to your job. And if you lose your job, you lose your health care. And if you move to a new job, you got to get a brand new plan with a brand new company and a brand new system, maybe even have to change doctors. And our health care is outrageously expensive. If you love mothers, you would have universal health care. You would. All of our peer nations around the world have had it for generations, not the United States. If you loved mothers, you would have equal pay for women. In the United States, at the same job where people are performing at the same capacity, women are paid on average 70 cents for every dollar that a man makes, even when that woman is doing the exact same job with the exact same outputs. And in some places, depending on if you factor in race and geography and other things, it's even less. If you loved mothers, mothers would have paid leave. Mothers would have universal health care. Mothers would have equal pay with men. And here's the thing. If you truly loved mothers, truly, and as I think about this, I now have 10 things that come to mind. Like, this country does not love mothers. It doesn't. You don't have paid leave for mothers. You don't have universal health care. You don't. You don't have equal pay. And I'm thinking right now about the toll that police violence takes on mothers in particular. Just this morning, I'm texting with a mother whose family is dealing with police brutality. And what's wild is she is texting me about another mother who is also dealing with the crisis of police violence. If you loved mothers, you would stop assaulting and beating and killing their children all over this country. I could go on and on, but this nation rarely lives up to the things it says it celebrates, that it says it values. There's so many other ways that this nation could show that it loves mothers. But here's the thing. We have to fight for that stuff. We have to fight for it. If we believe in these things, we would fight for them every step of the way. Listen, mothers, I love you. I appreciate you. And everybody else who's listening, particularly those of you who've lost your dear mothers, God bless you. Praying for you this weekend. Appreciate all of your support and well wishes. Take care, everybody, and have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101. We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.